I believe we can speak to the Chesterfield chief executive, Chris Turner, live on the show now. Chris, thanks for joining us live. Luis Boamorte, then, what a signing that is. Can you tell us some more details about that?
Yeah, well, Luis has joined us till January. It all happened very quickly over the recent couple of days. Mark Crossley obviously knows him from his days at Fulham. He bumped into him on Friday night when Tommy and Mark were attending the reserve team fixture at Fulham, and just asked him the question what he was doing, and he was, you know, he's available to play for somebody. And there were a couple of clubs in League One that had shown interest, but you know, I think the association with Mark and Louis helped us. But this week, within a few days, we've got it signed and done, and I think it's an exceptional signing for the club. He's got tremendous experience and quality, and I think it's an interesting one for the supporters. We've just signed a number of younger players, and now we've signed an experienced quality player.
And do you see him as an impact player who can come in quickly? I believe he's been playing in Canada, and he's also had a trial at Portsmouth. So is he, I mean, you may not know the answer to this, Chris, but is he ready to sort of have a quick impact here?
Well, I think it's without doubt that you know, Tommy's been looking for experience in his signings as well as the youth. I think the young players who've come in have generally done well in the matches, and we just need a bit of experience in and around the left-hand side at times would have helped us. But, no, he's been training every day with Fulham. Mark and Tommy both checked out with the coaching staff at Fulham, who highly recommended him to us as well. His fit is ready to go. Whether, you know, 90 minutes might be too much at this early stage, but can certainly make an impact with 60, 70, you know, whatever minutes, you know, that Tommy would want to play him out there in his first few games. But, you know, I think it's a fantastic signing, and just shows that we're not sitting on the backsides doing nothing.
Maybe I'm reading too much into this, Chris, but you mentioned a lot there, you know, Tommy's influence in this signing and what he can get out of him, and also Mark's influence in getting him to Chesterfield. Does that suggest that, you know, certainly Tommy is very much in the running to get this job and may even earn the job? Is the decision close there?
Tommy's always been in the running. Tommy and Mark have always been in the running from day one. We've not made any decision as yet. We've supported Tommy and Mark since he took over. You know, the results have been good. You know, the chairman's back off his break now, and obviously it's an important time of the season for the club, and you know, decisions will be made. It'd be wrong of me to say where we're going, but Tommy is very much in the frame, and he's not being put under any pressure in any shape or form that he has to get X number of points or the position in the league table to get the position full-time. It's always been said that Tom is in charge, and while ever he's there, he's managing the team. And, you know, I think that he's doing a very good job.